This is 88.5 NEPM. Massachusetts lawmakers' stack of unfinished business continues to pile up despite the looming end of the legislative session. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Carrie.
There are fewer than 7 weeks left before lawmakers conclude business on July 31st. Lawmakers have already sent to conference committee a budget, a gun law reform, federal matching funds, and wage transparency matters. And now we've heard the Massachusetts Senate is going to release a climate bill into the mix. What do we know about that?
We don't know a ton about the climate bill at this point. We have some vague contours of ideas that folks wanted to tackle. We've heard a lot about siting for clean energy projects as an area that is in need of reforms, building on much more comprehensive climate and clean energy bills the legislature has tackled in the past 4 or 5 years. We're still waiting to see exactly what is in this new bill with, as you noted, fewer than 7 weeks to get both branches on the same page and get it to Governor Healey's desk.
I mentioned lawmakers working on a compromise gun law. Both chambers already passed their own versions. And now, somewhat redundantly, a House committee passed a pair of additional standalone gun bills. Can you unpack that? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a little puzzling both to us and also to other Beacon Hill insiders. I spoke to some lobbyists who track this stuff, and they were left scratching their heads as well. It's possible that this was just an insidery procedural pro forma move, that these bills needed some kind of action after a committee review, and the House decided to give it initial approval so as to avoid ruffling any feathers. But that being said, it is possible now that these votes have been taken that these standalone bills pop up somewhere down the line. We've seen things emerge from left field at the last minute. We just don't have a lot of clear information at this point what the future outlook is.
The state's highest court ruled last week on the proposed ballot measure governing tipped employee wages. So now there's clarity there. That question is likely to appear on the November ballot. But it's not too late for lawmakers to act on that issue or others that are proposed ballot questions. Are you hearing movement on those?
We have heard that there are talks taking place, or at least were talks taking place, certainly on the proposed ballot question that would end the use of MCAS exams as a graduation requirement. At this point, it's not clear if those are still gaining any traction or if those have stalled out. We also heard some suggestions that lawmakers might be interested in a compromise to avert some of the app-based driver questions affecting workers for platforms like Uber and Lyft. But again, participants in those are being pretty quiet about what's going on, and there's really only a couple weeks left before campaigns need to lock in their spots on the ballot and hit the point of no return.
And finally, Chris, hiring and retaining police officers in towns across Western Mass has been a challenge. And on the statewide scale, the hiring process seems challenging and ongoing as the state police have gone without a superintendent for nearly a year and a half. What are you hearing there?
That process is still moving pretty slowly. We've heard that interviews with finalists are taking place and that the effort to find a new permanent superintendent of the state police is getting into the final stages. We heard that a 6-person search committee finished reviewing initial applicants and is interviewing the most qualified candidates, but the Healey administration still is not putting any actual timeline or target end date on this process that, as you note, has stretched for a really long time.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.